James, you were part of this panel that talked about biofuels and, in particular, using the Syngenta's Enogen corn. Tell us a little bit about what we heard today in the panel and kind of your impression from it.
Basically, what was spoken about today was how ethanol is used, the importance of ethanol, and the advantages of what ethanol brings to the table. And as a farmer's perspective, ethanol brings to the table for myself is a better market for us and the ability to bring something that's cleaner for the environment and also make us a better dollar.
Yeah, you know, and obviously then you also get into the, you know, giving better energy security and national security and all of those kind of things. And, you know, being a fellow Iowan, I can appreciate, you know, your sense of wanting to further those kind of goals.
Yeah, that's for the ethanol industry, the fact that now if there's ever any worries about energy, it's nice to be able to know that a lot of it is relying on us at home front, you know, from Iowa, and rather than overseas or somewhere else. There's a lot of reliability on us on what we can provide for our nation.
In particular, I know you said you grow Syngenta's Enogen corn specifically for ethanol usage. Tell us a little bit about your experience with that.
It's been a very easy experience. I was already growing a lot of Syngenta's products. Syngenta presented to me that they were going to be bringing this Enogen product to the market. It consists of some paperwork, some planter clean out, some things like that. And then they also stated that there's going to be a premium coming with it. So therefore, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. If we're going to have a product come out and we're going to get a premium to do the exact same thing that we're already doing, it's a win-win either way that you look at it.
Right. You're already growing the corn for the ethanol plant. Why not grow a corn specifically for ethanol?
And that's precisely it is. The ethanol plant is providing the best market for us in our area, and pretty much in any area, the ethanol plants usually have predominantly the best market. So if we're already bringing that corn to the ethanol plant, why not bring a corn that's also going to bring a premium and help the ethanol plant produce corn more efficiently to make ethanol? So therefore, it's a win-win for both the ethanol plant and the farmer.
James, some great information. Anything else that you'd like folks to know about this session, things that you learned and hopefully got across to the audience attending?
One of the biggest things that I kind of learned is it's amazing how, you know, when you leave Iowa and you look at it, how many people there are out there that are unaware of the advantages of ethanol and of producing ethanol. And it's just kind of amazing to me that the understanding that's not out there for the general public outside of the Midwest, that this is a good thing and we're producing a good product and we're doing it for a good reason.
James Dockstad from Holstein, Iowa, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, John.
I'm John Davis reporting from Commodity Classic.